As a leader, how are you at delegating? Apparently, Walt Disney may not have been that good at it either, according to a source. Stay tuned.
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
Walt had a brother whose name was Roy O. Disney, and he had a son named Roy E. Disney. So this is Walt's nephew telling this story. Quote, "He did not know how to delegate. That was probably Walt's biggest fault. I think it was probably what drove him to distraction in those last days because he couldn't let anything die. Everything had to have his fingerprint on it somewhere. He would have to see it 5 times. You were insane to try and sneak something past him or not show it to him because he'd find out. We all believed he was omniscient." End quote. Now, there's two ways to look at this. Again, one, part of the reason that Walt Disney and the Walt Disney Company were so successful in those early days, because Walt wanted to make sure that everything was up to his standards and his quality and all of that. On the other hand, that can also lead to burnout. It can lead to micromanagement. It can lead to addiction. It can lead to stress, where everything has to be run by you as a leader. So again, if you're sitting here going, "I'm not a good delegator either," you need to work on that skill. Walt Disney needed to work on that skill. And that's how you get back a lot of your calmness, or your work-life balance. And you also build your bench. You build your employee base by delegating different tasks to them so they become better. Good story today from Walt's nephew. And we'll have another one about Walt Disney tomorrow.